Welcome to the Synthetic Media Podcast. I'm your host, Henrik DeCuyer. Join me for interviews and thoughts on the ever-expanding topic of synthetic media. You can find my book on synthetic media on Amazon. Subscribe to this podcast for free. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com and enjoy today's episode.
My name is Isao Echide. I'm a professor of the National Institute of Informatics, the abbreviated as NII, Japan. So NII is Japan's only general academic research institution seeking to create future value in the new discipline of informatics. So my expertise is multimedia security and multimedia forensics. So before joining the NII, I had worked for Hitachi's corporate laboratory for 10 years. So my mission at Hitachi was research and development of copyright protection technologies, especially our development of digital watermarking for images and videos in order to prevent unauthorized copy of movies and the photos. So since I was involved in the NII, I have been engaged in a broader research area of multimedia security and multimedia forensics, but our target content has been shifted from movies and photos to biometric data, such as faces, fingerprints, and irises. So such data should be more properly handled in a cyberspace than movies and photos.
Isao, how are you involved with synthetic media?
Yeah. As you know, dramatic spread of smartphones with high-performance sensors has enabled filming and recording of other people's faces and voices, and even collection of large quantities of biometric data, such as the fingerprints and irises. So these can also be shared in cyberspace, not only violating privacy, but also illustrating the risk of breaches of biometric authentication. So far, we have proposed jamming technologies in the real world to disable remote capturing of biometric data. Also, we propose anonymization of biometric data in order to maintain unlinkability in shared content. So moreover, this high-quality biometric data can be used as learning data for the machine learning model. So it is making it easy to create high-quality synthetic media, such as a deepfake, which may negatively impact people's ability to make decisions. So we have been investigating novel technique for generation and detection of synthetic media from multimedia security and multimedia forensic view. So further, we have started the strategic basic research project with governmental fund named CREST Fake Media. CREST is the name of governmental strategic basic research project. So CREST Fake Media since last December. The purpose of CREST Fake Media is to deal appropriately with the potential threats posed by fake media generated by AI. And at the same time, to establish social information technologies that support diverse means of communication and decision-making.
Isao, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with synthetic media?
Yeah, with the evolution of AI technologies and the enhancement of computer resources, it is becoming possible to generate realistic synthesized media by learning human-derived information such as face, voice, body, and natural languages. Of course, synthetic media can be used in various fields, such as communication with virtual avatars and entertainment using face, speech, and motion synthesis. And it is expected that high-quality synthetic media generation technology will be established. Unfortunately, there's a negative side of synthetic media, which means attackers can generate and distribute fake videos, fake audio clips, and fake documents for the purpose of fraud, thought control, and public opinion manipulation. And this has become a social problem. So there have been cases where cash was actually exploited with synthesized fake voice. Also, it is becoming easier to deceive people like synthesized fake spatial video. So in 2018, we first in the world developed the method to detect deepfake videos with simple machine learning model. So So our method can automatically detect fake facial videos generated by deepfake. Then we propose input method for deepfake detection with advanced machine learning model, and propose methods not only to detect deepfake video, but also to estimate areas modified in order to identify the method by which deepfake video was generated at the same time. So presently there are plenty of machine learning models for deepfake detection, but most of the model cannot detect unknown manipulated video with high accuracy. Because accuracy is high for the known manipulation method, the model can learn, but the accuracy is low for the unknown manipulation method the model can learn. To resolve the issue I mentioned before, we are investigating another approach without learning all other unknown manipulation models.
Isa, what advice would you like to share with people working on synthetic media?
Yeah, I hope they should recognize negative aspects of synthetic media, such as deepfake. Nowadays, anyone can generate synthetic media using smartphone apps, and I'm afraid that fraud and thought controlled by individuals can be done easily. We, our researchers, are investigating technical methods to resolve negative aspects of synthetic media and are sharing the achievements like research papers, source code, and the dataset for the machine learning model as much as possible in our project website. So further, we have just developed a web API of deepfake detection for the IT platform vendors and IT service providers. So presently, this program can be used for domestic vendors and providers in Japan, but we plan to release it worldwide in the near future. I really hope that people working on synthetic media should keep in touch with multimedia security and multimedia forensics researchers like us.
So where can we learn more about synthetic media and your work on the subject?
Yeah. Please visit our Crest Fake Media website. You can easily Google Crest Fake Media, and then you can find our project website. You can find our relevant research papers, source codes, and data set for the machine learning models from our project website. Moreover, our institution, NII, established a new research center named Global Research Center for Synthetic Media. You can also find the latest research and development achievement here.
Join us next week for a new episode by subscribing to the Synthetic Media Podcast. Check out my book about synthetic media on Amazon. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com. This podcast was produced by Henrik de Gior. Music by Mattia Capelli. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave us a 5-star review. And thank you for listening.